This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast, the Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a very multifaceted person, Angela Hahn. Angela does a number of different really interesting things, and I'm excited to visit with her. Angela, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Angela Hahn. I am from the Baltimore area. I live right in between D.C. and Baltimore. I am a corporate counsel at a healthcare company in Baltimore, and I'm also a health coach and a personal trainer for attorneys in my spare time.
Well, fantastic. And can you take a moment? I know you have a podcast. Can you talk for a moment about your podcast and tell us about that and what you cover and feature?
Yeah, so my podcast is called the Fit to Practice, and I started that about a year ago, just trying to speak with attorneys just across the country about their experiences and their health. And I started this because I knew that there is, in my opinion, a crisis in our health as attorneys. We are overworked and burnt out. And I also know at the same time that there are a lot of attorneys who are actively taking steps to address those issues for themselves. And so I just wanted to interview those who have done that and those who are actively doing that. And so I'm interviewing one attorney a week, or also any legal professional who can speak to lawyer health. And I just kind of have that conversation just like you and I are every week.
Fantastic. And is it more about physical health, mental health, both? How do those conversations evolve, and what are you hearing and what do you see?
I think at first it was easy to kind of just start with the physical part, but then the more conversations that I had with more attorneys, I saw that the physical health, mental health, and professional health were all very much related. And so my the topics that I'm kind of like covering are very widely distributed. So I include like what is it like to have a good relationship with your colleagues or your managers, or what does it mean to have a good career, things like that, because all of that really contributes to your overall health.
Well, fantastic. And you yourself do a number of different things. You do a podcast, you do coaching, you do fitness coaching, you do sort of coaching for burnout for lawyers. You also have a full-time job. How do you balance all these things and keep yourself mentally and physically healthy?
I think that I was always kind of used to this, this kind of like having a lot on my plate. During college and law school, I always had a couple other part-time jobs because I'm one of those people who really don't know what else to do with time on my hands. And so I need to have structure, and I need to have something else externally kind of telling me what to do. It might not be healthy in some ways to have something else external holding me accountable, but that actually kind of nurtured my self-accountability. And I think the point where I realized that this is kind of the lifestyle that I want is when I was studying for the bar a few years ago. I didn't have my own home. My husband and I were traveling between two countries. Well, I was traveling mostly between here in DC and in Korea, where my home was. And I also had an internship in Korea at the same time while I was studying for the bar. And we didn't have a house so because our lease was up. So we're just kind of like jumping from like our in-laws' house to our grandparents' house and things like that. And so while all of that was going on, and plus the internship and studying for the bar, was pretty hectic and crazy. But then once I found out that I did pass the bar, I realized that, well, if I can do this, something that I'm required to do, I can't imagine what I can do with my time if it's something that I really want to do. And so I really started using my time towards pursuing what really lights me up. And that's kind of where I am today. And I think recently also, I'm actually at the tail end of my maternity leave. And recently, having had a child and knowing how precious time is, I feel like I'm learning to manage time more wisely. And lastly, of course, none of this would be possible without my husband really supporting me and my whole family backing me up.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think part of it, and it sounds like you know yourself well, is there is no perfect strategy. There is no perfect plan. Probably the most important thing you could do is know yourself and know what works for you. And it sounds like you've evolved to find that, and having structure and being busy and touching a number of external and internal things seems to work for you.
That is correct. Yeah.
And I think that self-knowledge is probably as important as anything to these issues. You know, one more question, Angela, if you were advising either a woman leader, a male professional, a lawyer, a leader, three pieces of advice for that person to try and keep themselves together, whether physically or mentally fit or whatever it might be, or leadership.
I think that for me, the biggest struggle when I was overcoming my own health struggles was not having a community that was supporting me in my health journey. And so I kind of had to figure everything out by myself. And lifting myself back up every time I failed was extremely challenging, especially because I was recovering from like bulimia and anxiety and burnout, and most recently depression. And I think most recently when I had depression during my pregnancy, I was able to recover quickly because of the support system that I had. Whereas when I had bulimia many years ago, that lasted for 7 years. And I think that was because I did not have a support system who really tried to understand me and support me and kind of being in this together with me. And so I think that the number one thing is being part of a community that really lifts you up and have been in a similar situation that you've been. And I think that's why I've tried to create a community of myself for myself and for those around me who may have similar struggles or who may have gone through similar struggles. And so that's, I think, number one, because a lot of the times we think that as long as we're good, the work will follow, success will follow. But I think that with experience, I'm realizing that that's not necessarily the case. You have to seek out those who are aligned with your values, and together you can achieve so much. And that's how I've been able to do that with the podcast as well. I think the second thing is to just really simple stuff that I use in terms of mindset is like when you're trying to work out and you feel like you don't have time, just knowing with certainty that you do have time and knowing with certainty that it is going to make you happier chemically. Happy neurotransmitters are going to be released when you work out. That is a fact. And then with the certainty that it is going to improve your physical health. And so going into an exercise without thinking of how hard it is, but really thinking just with a certainty that it's only going to have positive effects. That's the mindset shift that I use on a daily basis when I work out. And finally, in terms of mental health, I think that it's really important to find time for what you love. And I know that this is a very overused advice, but I think that there's going to be some trial and error, because at first, when you're trying to take care of yourself, it's hard to know what it is that is making you happy. But trying out like journaling, meditating, some of the typical advice that you get mainstream, and then seeing what fits for you. And when you find that one thing that helps you kind of take care of yourself, it'll be easy to implement that on a daily basis.
I think that's fantastic advice. I summarize, you know, finding a community to help you in your journey, whatever that journey is, fantastic. Second is some kind of physical activity, some kind of physical, and don't worry too much about it being perfect, something. And then third, and the third concept I got was, you know, whether it's meditation, journaling, whatever works for you. There is no perfect answer. Whatever works for you is great to help keep you centered and healthy. It's fantastic. Angela, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for joining us today. How can people learn more about your podcast and you? How do they learn more about Angela Hahn?
My website is angela-hahn.com. And if anybody is interested in joining a community of lawyers who are committed to their mental, physical, and professional health, you can join my email list and my letters and my free workouts at www.angela-hahn.com/society. And I'm very active on LinkedIn, so you can find me there as well.
Well, Angela, it's a great pleasure to visit with you today. As a lawyer by background myself and a lawyer as well, I have a great understanding and empathy for some of the issues you're talking about. I greatly appreciate you joining us. And to our listeners, thank you at Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership for joining us today. Thank you very much. And finally, thank you to our producer, Kate Cruz. Thank you very much, everybody.